What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for a recap show, and those tunes, you can hear the music. It is The Walking Dead Season 6 premiere. That is what we're going to be talking about. Thanks for coming out to iWatchMike, of course, right here on audioboom.com. And alongside of me, I finally got them together. They all went out of town together. They all made out together. They're all sick together. Some have a rash. Some have mono.
Negative.
Let's start off with the dude with the big rash. Jesus.
What rash?
Dude. What an intro.
You know?
Seriously.
Just gotta keep it real. Well, you know what? I have to let everybody know. People that are listening and tuning in for the first time, this is the recap show. We've done it before on other outlets for the VRO, and we're finally doing it here. And holy crap balls, we're trying to record this show on Monday night. But as you can hear, all the they're all sick, and so we finally got them together. It's been a nightmare, people that are listening and tuning in. So we're finally here. So if you hear coughing, excuse them. They got the sickness. That's all I can say. They got the sickness, and I hope it was worth it. I hope it was a night to remember. That's all I'm going to say from here on. So Jesus, Mr. Rash. You're in LA. Welcome to the show. Mm-hmm. Thank you for hanging out. I know you had some big giant premiere last night. You were there, and we were going to record earlier today, but then you had to get all Hollywood with us and you leave. So you're here with us. Over there on yonder on the other side, we got Kristen. What's up, Kristen?
What up?
So we got her. She's here. She's a fan, people, of The Walking Dead. And this girl here, she is actually babysitting right now. Somehow she was able to knock the baby out with some NyQuil with a little Jack Daniels. That's what.
Oh my god!
And there's the dog. It's jealous because they didn't get any moonshine either. Brancy, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Is the baby
finally?
Is the baby asleep?
The baby is asleep.
Okay. All right. Are you in the house all by yourself?
Yeah, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to get people to come here, Mike?
It's like when the stranger calls.
Oh my god.
Stop. Don't.
Have you checked the children yet?
Stop, Mike. That's not funny.
All right, so let's talk The Walking Dead. The Walking Dead, the premiere episode, season 6, it was called First Time Again. I have notes, and holy crap balls, do I have a lot of notes here. But I'm going to try to figure out a way. So people tuning in for the first time, and it's going to be a little crazy because if you watched it, you know this was an amazing episode. It was an amazing premiere episode. First 5 minutes I have here on my notes, y'all. Holy shit, awesome. That's what I had. Of course, it starts off zombies in a canyon. Holy crap. And then it just goes crazy from there. Did you guys – what was going through your minds – first 5 minutes. Were y'all prepared for that?
No.
Jesus? Brancy?
No, I was not.
I was shocked at how many zombies there were.
There was a shitload of zombies.
Yeah.
That's a fucking premiere right there. You know? That was I didn't think that was I wasn't expecting. I even had to tell my wife, I was like, whoa. She's like, you didn't miss anything. Don't rewind. I was like, I gotta rewind it. There's a lot of zombies. but you know what? The funny thing was, I stayed away from all the spoilers. Did you guys get ruined at all since it was Sunday and we were just doing the show now? Did y'all get ruined by anything?
No, because we were in Atlanta, so we couldn't see anything.
Jesus?
No, I watched it on.
On Sunday?
Sunday night.
Oh, you're good. Because my wife was telling me on Monday, I stayed away offline and she told me the only thing that she saw online, and I don't know about you guys, that a lot of people were making fun of the special effects. That there was,
really?
Yeah, that she saw everything on her Facebook page that people were making fun of the budget for special effects. I guess maybe it was because of the zombies and how it looked. But I didn't see anything wrong with it. You know?
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm usually like the first one to point out stupid special effects. I didn't really note anything particular.
Yeah, I think that was cool. And I think maybe, do you think that might have helped that it was in black and white during the canyon, you know, in the beginning? I don't know. It's just either way, I didn't see it, what people saw. I was a big fan, definitely a big fan of the black and white stuff. Were y'all the same thing?
I didn't like it too much.
What the fuck was that? Who's Someone needs to check the children. I heard a dog growling.
Stop. They have a dog, Mike.
What? That's scary. It's like
there is a dog. This is not an EVP that we're catching right
okay,
now.
Okay, I was getting a little worried here, like Paranormal Activity or something.
No, not quite.
Mike is like, what the fuck was that?
That was crazy.
It's like Paranormal Activity Walking Dead edition.
So what, were y'all a fan of the black and white? Did that bother you? Were you a fan? Was thumbs up, thumbs down?
I didn't like it.
What?
I didn't like it.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Why not?
I don't know, because usually when they do flashbacks, it's like months in the past. Uh-huh. This was like 5 minutes. I didn't get the why they had those flashbacks. I think they should have just shot it in sequence.
Really?
That's my opinion.
Interesting. Jesus?
I preferred the black and white to the color, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked all the backstory.
Yeah, I think that was cool. And I Talking Dead. Did everybody watch Talking Dead?
No.
Well, don't say it with attitude, motherfucker. It's a good show. You should watch it. You know?
But they usually give like little spoilers to the next episode.
Oh, God. Anyway, so Greg Nicotero directed the premiere episode, and that's they talked about that. They basically it started off as color, and then it was kind of like a more dimmer color to kind of do the, and then all of a sudden they were like joking and said, let's do black and white. I thought black and white was awesome. I thought that was cool. Of course, Kristen's not a happy camper about it. Jesus, I knew you'd like it. Brancy?
I don't know. I didn't really like it that much.
What is wrong with you guys?
I think it would have been fine if they kept it the way it was, but just left it in color.
Really?
Yeah.
But then
if that's the case, I think the flashbacks being in a different color, you weren't confused. Like, okay, wait, is this now or was this before?
So they did do a good job.
Yeah, but know. I think they just should have shot it in sequence instead of doing the whole flashback.
Jesus, what it is, I figured out. What it is because we're older and more mature, and we appreciate black and white film. And they don't these kids that we're doing the show with, they don't appreciate black and white film.
Wait, how old do you think I am, Mike?
well, you look older, but I think what, you're like 23 probably. Anyways. Yeah. Just go with the compliment. Anyways, so I don't think they don't understand the black. I mean, I thought it was cool. I mean, it was definitely I don't know.
I could agree with Kristen that I didn't like the back and forth part.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm sick and tired of it because of J.J. Abrams.
I don't know. I mean, I can see what y'all are saying. And yeah. But Jesus, you can't be on my side, and then the girls all like, and then you're like, "Yeah, girl power." You can't.
No, well, I really enjoyed the black and white scenes. I just didn't like the this scene's in black and white, then this is color, then black and white, then color, then black and white, then color. It just.
But it was like annoying. It was like two episodes in one awesome episode. You had two stories going on.
I don't know. I didn't like the color story.
What?
Whoa.
I thought it was very slow. It was very boring. It didn't really keep up with the pace of the black and white.
Whoa. What fucking pace? What show were you watching? Because the color was the very beginning. It's like, oh, damn, it's happening. We've got to go and move it now. And if anything was slower, it was the black and white. The color was the action of what was happening right then and there. And the black was kind of explaining how they got to where they were at. In color, the action.
I don't know. Like, even when Daryl's riding his motorcycle, I just thought he's going so super slow. I just couldn't stand it.
He's the Pied Piper. He had to keep all the zombies on his ass close enough.
Yeah, listen. No negative comments about scenes that Daryl's in. Okay.
Thank you. Watch Jesus. Okay, you're right, Kristen. You're absolutely right.
No, I guess it's a little bit of the fact that I don't really like Daryl, but...
What?
Whoa.
Hang up on him. Hang up.
All right.
Disowned.
Here it goes. Bye-bye. Click.
Disowned.
Wow. Because because in my notes, one, Daryl's awesome. Two, in my notes, I loved every scene Daryl was in because he didn't talk. He just had that presence. And
there was this one comment from Rolling Stone magazine, because I read their recap of the premiere.
Oh, of course you did.
That they're talking about...
this is Rolling Stone, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're talking about Daryl's... The best scene was Daryl riding in front of all the zombies, right? That one scene. And I'm like, how is that the best scene? He's just like barely walking the bike.
It's because visually it was fucking awesome.
Yeah. I mean, just watch it again, Jesus, and when you see the road curve a little bit and here comes Daryl and you hear the sound of the zombies and you see that, that's like, oh, that's just, oh man, Jesus, what is wrong with you?
It's, he's sick. His brain is not working properly.
That's right. I forgot he's got the rash. Rash.
There was just something about it being so slow. Like, I get that zombies are slow. He's trying to keep up, you know, he's trying to get them to follow him. But it was just like way too much of that.
He had to go so, because he's not hurting 10 zombies. This was like a parade of an army of zombies. So it had to be so scientific. It had to be like just on point.
Oh, God, yeah, he can't just like speed off.
Right. I'd be like, honk him, honk him horn. Hey, guys, over here. Honk, honk. You know what, Jesus?
Yeah,
if we ever get in this situation, Jesus, we're leaving you at Alexandria. We're leaving you at the house. Okay? Your job will be to watch Judith.
It won't. One job.
That's one job.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe guard the gate. That's,
yeah, because Brancy's not allowed to watch children.
No.
Whoa.
Let's not get into that.
So let's see what else. And speaking of gate, not very good at the gate. My wife did say, and I kind of laughed and chuckled. My wife said that Eugene is not exactly a very good gate guard at all.
No.
That motherfucker just let anybody in. That would be Jesus. Eugene would remind me of Jesus. I don't know why.
Really? I'm the one that wouldn't even warn the neighbors about the zombie apocalypse, yet I let anybody in the gate?
No, Eugene wouldn't warn anybody. Eugene is so you in The Walking Dead. You know, claims to know everything, but when it came down to, yeah, I think, yeah, you're Eugene. You're Madison in Fear of the Walking Dead, and you're Eugene in The Walking Dead.
And he has the hair.
That is true. You do have a long ponytail mullet haircut like Eugene.
It's not a mullet.
Okay, whatever. You say mullet, I say potato, you say potato. Let's see what else I have here in my notes. Ron is not happy with the treatment of his father, his dead dad. We get a little bit of Ron in the beginning. He's a little pissed off. Then he goes and, you know, confronts Rick, and Rick saves his life. Question for you guys. When Ron comes and he's about to walk off and Rick kind of stops him and says, look, you're doing this and this and this and that. I can show you, but you're not supposed to be here. You don't come out here alone. Was it just me? Like, I was watching it and I was thinking, Rick, you just shot his dad in the face. There's a reason why he doesn't like you. It seems to me that, like, it's a normal thing. Like, do you think, I mean, did y'all see that as well?
Yeah.
So do you think Rick is just in Rick mode where it's just, he doesn't care anymore? He's turned off his feelings?
I think Rick kind of just, like, he doesn't care about them. He just knows he's the leader and he needs to lead.
And no matter what, no explanation.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't matter that he just shot the father. He's like, you know, these are now my people. They have to follow what I say.
Yeah, but wasn't that guy beating his mom's ass?
Yeah. That's the weird thing.
Yeah,
I mean,
but they kind of don't know that. The kids don't know that.
Oh, really? I thought the kids knew.
The younger son was afraid of the dad, wasn't he?
I thought so. Yeah.
So I think Rick is looking at it as a dad.
I think, yeah. You know what, just watching it, I was like, Rick has no, I mean, like, Rick, are you that blind that the reason why he's not listening to you is because you shot his dad in the face? And Rick's just a G, like that cold, like, I don't give, yeah, I shot your dad in the face, but now I'm going to teach you how to, you know, it's like, move on, don't even worry about it, your dad
is
a bad person.
Yeah, but at the same time, I don't think he just shot any old person in the face, you know, I don't think he just walked up to him and shot him in the face. There was a confrontation.
Oh, yeah, but do you think Ron sees that as a confrontation? Do you think Ron is like, yeah, my dad deserved it?
No.
You know?
Well, I also don't think that Rick is seeing it like it's just a normal situation. It's like, you are faced with zombies. Get over it.
Right.
Your dad was in the way, you know?
Mm-hmm. Do you think the horn, the big giant horn, which happens to be one of my favorite parts of the entire episode, just my mouth dropped when that fucking horn went off. Do you think that's Ron doing the horn, or do you think it's the wolves?
It's probably the wolves.
If it's anything like the comics, it's the wolves.
Way to go to ruin it for everybody, Jesus.
Jesus, spoiler whore
that's
over
a
there.
That's a fucking Madison move right there.
Did you just call him a spoiler whore?
That,
I sure did.
You're a spoiler whore. And says the one that, but I don't like to read stuff and it does spoil in commercials. But here you go. You just told everybody. Oh, spoiler
whore.
Well,
it's the comic. So they aren't it. Going with Jesus. The comic most of
you just
the time.
You
so
ruined
we don't know.
Then why would you bring it up, Jesus?
Because I know the comic. And
no.
That, you know,
you know
we,
why?
We
you know
know
why?
Happens in the comic.
Do you know why? Brancy, tell him why.
Go for it.
What?
Tell him
what
why.
What was it like?
Spoiler alert. Come on.
Oh, because you're a spoiler
alert. That was I threw the oolie oop and then you just didn't oolie oop nothing.
Yeah.
Way to go, Brancy.
That was a perfect setup.
It was.
Perfect. I knew what was coming.
Yeah, he knew it. But you know what? Brancy's watching the kid. Have you checked the children?
If you keep saying that, I swear to God.
What else? I'm looking at my notes here. Okay, I'm gonna throw that away here.
Wait, you wanna hear something? You know the guy that plays Heath?
Which one's Heath?
The black dude with the dreads?
Yes, the guy that got let in by Eugene.
The guy who
yes.
plays Dr. Dre?
He was in Straight Outta Compton.
Oh, he plays Dr. Dre?
He plays Dr.
Yeah.
Dre, yeah.
Oh, wow, I did not know that. Interesting. And
I like him. I hope he doesn't die.
Well,
because you said that, now he will.
Yeah, well, you know.
Well, it's because on The Walking Dead, for some reason, they kill off all the black dudes.
Whoa, that sounded racial. Racial.
Listen, that's not me. Whoa. That's a fact. I like him. I want him to live.
Well, I know. You do like the brothers.
That's kind of true. Like, but up, it's usually they kill one off, so another one comes to the show.
You see?
Well, we have Father Gabriel. We have this guy, Mr. Dredd.
Yeah, but Father Gabriel needs to go because he's annoying.
Dude, he was funny in this. When he raised his hand, he's like, I'd like to help. And Rick's like, no, who else?
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I had the clip of that. That was fucking hilarious. Rick, yeah. And it's, but now let me tell you, Father Gabriel, in the beginning, we see him come up to, what's her name? Deanne?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, and she says, you were wrong. And he admits it. He's trying to help. Do you think it's donged on him? Like, I was wrong about Rick and... Or do you think he's just doing it to cut? What do you think? What do you think Father Gabriel's? What do you think is going to happen in season 6 with Father Gabriel?
He's going to die.
You think he's going to die?
He's weak, no matter how you look at it. He's no Morgan. Morgan is a badass.
Shit, Morgan's. I'd sleep with Morgan. That's how bad he is. Brancy, Jesus, Father Gabriel.
What I'm hoping is he dies. But I kind of see him stepping up.
I think he has a lot to prove.
He wants to do good now. I think he wants to move up now.
Look at Nicholas. Nicholas the same way.
Yeah. And there's other stuff from the comics.
Oh, shut up, Jesus!
For you.
If you say comics one more time.
Spoiler whore. Brancy, what do you think? You think Jesus is right? You think he's going to step up and wants to step up?
I'm not sure, because Father Gabriel is like the Judas right now, okay?
Yeah, he is.
He just betrayed everyone.
I don't know about him, but that was a funny part. What else? Did you check the children?
She's crying now. Thanks a lot, Mike.
See? Something woke her up.
Stop! You're going to scare me.
What? Will you go check on that kid? He's probably getting pulled into the closet by some freaking clown.
Oh, my God, Mike.
Ew, Mike, stop.
Jeez, you know Poltergeist is coming out soon. And it's
my God, you need to stop.
Some clown like...
Oh, my God.
That's not funny. I'm turning on all the lights now.
One of my favorite parts, people, definitely loved that Morgan. Not only is he a badass Jedi, I'd sleep with him. Kristen would sleep with him. But, what? Kristen, just go with it. But the cool thing about it was when Carol comes by and tries to give him water, and dude, he totally calls her out. Like, I know you. I know that you're stronger. I know you know how to whoop ass. And Carol's like, oh, you're still sweet, and walks off. And Carol, too. I mean, she's just awesome in this, too, because throughout the whole episode, she's trying to be, you know, just a little housewife. And I just want Carol to explode and start killing crap already.
Yeah.
That was good with Morgan. One of my other favorite parts I have here, when Eugene is in the kitchen And he knocks stuff over, and Carter hears it, and Carter's about to shoot him, and then the door opens, and it's fucking Rick, Morgan, okay. and Daryl.
Yes.
The three deadly amigos. I was like, oh, Carla, you're screwed. But Rick doesn't shoot him. Now, do you think, question, if Morgan and Daryl weren't there, would have Rick would have shot Carter to make a point, or Rick was like, I'm good, and handed the gun to Morgan? Do you think that was, that is the Rick? Because Morgan says, the Rick that didn't shoot him, that's the Rick that I know. Do you think that was all for show, or was that old Rick?
It's hard to predict what Rick is going to do. Because the old him, yeah, you're right, would have given, would have done what he did. Mm-hmm. But new Rick, I think he would have shot him. But I don't know. You can never tell.
I don't know if he was just like, I'm good. Just like Carol, like what Carol's doing. You know, I don't know. Hey, Suze, are you there?
Yeah, I think it was more of a for show thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think if nobody else was there, he would have been dead.
I think even Carter knew.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, well, I mean, we see what happens. Hold on. Brancy, are you there?
I'm here. I have the child with me.
You have the child with you. Was there anything, was there any kind of sulfur smell in the kid's room?
No, there was no sulfur smell.
Nothing on the ceiling. Any dark shadows in the corners of the room.
But you know what? She was reaching out. That's all I'm saying.
Hello? Something.
This house might be haunted.
Something was there. Woke her up. Was she reaching for you or reaching in the midair?
You know what? I'm not going to lie. For a minute there, I was pretty freaked out.
See? I'm glad that you're talking to us and we can help you through this.
Yeah, thank God.
Because if not, it would just be you and that child and you'd pretty much be eaten. Your soul and everything else.
Oh, awesome.
Let's see what else. I want to see my other favorite parts. I definitely loved every scene that Morgan and Rick were in. I thought they were great.
Yeah.
Them talking on the porch. Now, let me ask you a question. It was a black and white flashback when Rick tries to get the townspeople to fight those zombies that are coming out of the woods. And Morgan's like, screw this, and gets in there. All Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle on these zombies. And so does Michonne and Daryl. You see Rick's face. He looks a little pissed off. Do you think he was really mad at Morgan? Or, like do you think that Morgan... Because while I'm watching it, I know that them two are really good friends. But it almost kind of reminds me that Morgan is old Rick and new Rick is Shane.
Yeah.
So, do you think these two are going to be... A great team, like, you know, Rick and Daryl? Or do you think there is going to be a chance where there might be a little confrontation between the two?
Well, the scene that you're talking about is when Carter was supposed to fight off the zombies, right?
And correct.
Then Morgan went in and helped him.
Yeah.
I think that's why Rick was pissed, because I think he wanted Carter to die. Or he wanted them to step up and show that they can defend themselves. And Morgan and them didn't give him the chance to. Because, I mean, let's be honest, he was a little bitch.
Who? Carter?
Carter.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And we see what happens at Mother Girl right there.
Yeah.
That was awesome. What do you think, Brancy and Jesus? You think it's just that Morgan's just making his way in things? Or you think it's going to be a little confrontation between the two?
Well, I definitely think Rick kind of sees it as Morgan meddled in what he was trying to do. Because, yeah, he was definitely trying to get the townspeople to see, like, oh, you're in danger. You need to know how to fight back.
And
so, yeah, there will definitely be some sort of confrontation at one point.
Mm. Brancy, are you feeding the kid right now? Can you talk?
No, I'm not feeding the kid. But, yeah, I definitely do think there's going to be some kind of confrontation there. Probably, like... small little bits of tension at first, and it's probably just going to build.
I mean, because at the end of this episode, which was awesome, the color side of it, you know, Carter, which, woohoo, I'm glad he died. he gets bit on the face, and then he's just screaming. Rick's just like, shh, and goes, and kills him. Was that a smart move on Rick?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it was a little too late, though, but...
What do you mean too late? Like,
he should have done it as soon as the man started screaming.
I agree with that. I think too.
Well, I mean, but by him waiting, do you think that was like an old Rick? Like he was trying to, like.
But I don't know. Like, when you're bit on the face, like, there's nothing you can do to come back from that.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah, you're not going to cut off your head or cut off the side of your face.
I think it was definitely Rick trying to be like, I can't kill him. People will think I killed him because, you know, of what was happening before.
Yeah, exactly.
So y'all are all saying that Rick would have killed him in a second, but since everybody was watching, it was like, I don't want to be the asshole, but.
Right.
Again.
Yeah. Again, yeah. And he does. But did you see Morgan's face?
Yeah.
This one really bothered him. But what else were you supposed to do? And even Michonne is kind of like, shit happens.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wait, speaking of Morgan and Michonne, I think my favorite part of this episode was him asking if she stole his peanut butter protein bar.
That was the best moment.
That was hilarious. Now,
that was the most random thing that happened.
But he seemed really serious about it.
Yeah, I know.
And even Rick was kind of, if you watch it again, you see Rick's face like, what the? And then he just kind of like looks forward. But that was funny. That was probably one of the funniest parts. Oh, Morgan. Oh, Michonne. Michonne did a lot of watching in this episode and listening. Did you notice?
Mm-hmm.
She didn't. I wonder. I don't know.
Oh, wait. You know, Brianna's not here, obviously. But she, when we were watching the episode, she told me that it seemed like the walkers were faster.
Yeah, that's true.
And I thought the same thing when they were walking. It seemed like they were walking faster. And I'm like, I don't know why that's happening.
Maybe because they want to eat Daryl. Because Daryl's doing such a great job of keeping him on his tail.
Not according to Jesus.
I know. Jesus knows everything because he reads the comics.
Madison.
Spoiler whore. Let's see what else. I'm looking at my notes here. I think those are my favorite parts. I thought... Hands down, this was a great premiere for me. Anything else? I know you guys might have other parts. Jesus, anything that sticked out? Is there anything that got you your intellectual side going, this is not how they do it in the comics?
Well, you guys mentioned most of them already. I'm not going to go into more of the comic because there will probably be a couple more spoilers.
Yeah, let's not spoil it, Mr. Spoiler Whore.
But I do have a question. Mm-hmm. Where was Carl in this whole episode?
Carl's with the house.
With his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, getting it on. No, you know, I thought about the same thing because I was like, where's Carl at? Where's Carl at? Because we don't see him at all, right? I'm trying to think.
They even showed the baby.
They did show the baby.
They showed everyone but Carl, I believe.
He's eating pudding still.
What kind of pudding? That girl's pudding or real pudding?
Is that going to be like...
Brancy's the one that said pudding around a baby.
Is that like foreshadowing?
Of eating pudding?
Yeah, but you put the context in it, okay?
You know what? They're going to...
No,
what is Jesus talking about here?
No, the whole fact that they didn't show Carl in the premiere. Is that foreshadowing that something might happen to him?
Hell no. They are not going to kill Carl. If they kill, uh-oh, see, now you hear Jesus?
I hear that.
Well, in the comic, volume 75.
That's a hidden spoiler right there. Yeah. That's what that is.
Notice he did that on purpose, not to spoil it, but he was like, was it foreshadowing?
No, I'm asking. I seriously want to know if you guys think that's like the foreshadow, or is it just a break from Carl for the moment.
I think it's a break from Carl because I think next episode when the shit goes down, they showed a lot of, and you didn't see it because you don't like spoilers, Jesus, for some weird reason. In the commercial for tomorrow, they do show a lot. I mean, shit goes down at Alexandria, and they do show a lot of Carl and the girl, his little girlfriend. So I think they're just waiting for Carl. I think it's going to be a lot of Carl tomorrow. That's what I think. I don't know.
Cool.
Shit's about to hit the fan. We can all agree that. But see, I don't know. The commercial, girls, did y'all see the commercial for tomorrow?
No, none of y'all?
I saw it.
So I'm just wondering, it just felt kind of weird. Kristen, did you feel that it was zombies coming to Alexandria, or do you feel like it's something else?
Like, I mean, it could be both. It could be the wolves coming up mess with them.
See, I don't know. They showed the guy. That's Deanne's other son. He's in the bell tower with a rifle, and then he stops and he turns around. Like, so, I don't know. I don't know. But I think Carl's going to be safe because if we lose Carl, do you know how Rick's going to be?
Holy shit.
Horrible. Yeah, the shit will really hit the fan.
Oh my God.
You mean like Beast Rick 24/7?
Heck yeah.
Hey, what if Ron kills Carl?
No. But you noticed, did you notice that Ron saw what's her face talking to Carl? I thought we did see Carl.
I don't know.
I swear I thought we did because Ron left his house because he's all, my dad's dead. And then saw the girl, or was that last, I can't remember which one it is, if it's the finale. But I swear.
I think you're right. We see him for like a split second.
We see him, he was sitting on the roof or sitting in there talking to the girl, and the Ron comes up, and I guess he wants to talk to the girl and sees Carl.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I mean,
hey, split second, though.
Jesus might be, I mean, not saying he might die, but. If now Ron's pissed off that his dad took his dad away, and now Ron's pissed off because he took away his supposedly girlfriend, he can't go after Rick. Could he go after Carl? But I'm not worried about Carl. Carl will kill that motherfucker with a paperclip. I'm not even.
like MacGyver.
I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried, but no. So, Jesus, anything else?
That's all.
Brancy.
I think that's it.
Kristen?
Of course I have stuff that I want to talk
good,
about.
Good, because I forgot something, and I'm hoping you bring it up, and you ask. So,
there's a few things.
Go for it.
The first thing was, why the hell did Sasha have her hazard lights on?
So Daryl could see where she's at.
Bullshit, because she was driving right next to him.
Maybe it's just habit?
I don't know, whatever. I'm pretty sure traffic laws don't apply during a zombie apocalypse.
But, hold on. If she puts the lights on, the blinking lights, maybe keep the zombies focused on the car.
They were already focused on the noise from Daryl's motorcycle.
And the blinking lights. Double there's stimulation.
No, yeah. There's no logical explanation for hazard lights.
Actually, there is. It's called science.
No, there's not.
It's science. Okay.
But it's whatever. For aesthetics. That's why.
No, because when they're shooting the flare guns, Jesus, help me. Boom! They see the bright light and they hear the explosion. It's double stimulation.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bam!
Whatever. Woo! Forget you guys.
We just helped you, Kristen. Next, give us another one. Go.
New aesthetics, too.
Thank you. Go.
Okay, one of my favorite parts was when Rick wasn't going to bury the bodies, but then finding out why Ron followed them to find out where his dad's body was going to be, Rick started digging the holes himself.
Mm-hmm. It shows you there's a little nice Rick in him.
I think Morgan's bringing it out.
Now, some people would say, is that a distraction?
I don't think so.
You know, because that's almost like Shane. Like, you can't be soft. You can't be, because when you get like that, you can make mistakes.
Yeah, but Shane was so unhinged by the end of, like, his run that nobody could control him, so.
You know what? But, I mean, I'm telling you, if you really listen to that, what you just said, Brance, and then really, like, look how Rick is right now. Like, if Morgan wasn't there, it'd be a dictatorship.
Yeah, I mean, I know that. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying, you don't think that Rick is, you don't think that when, and okay, I'm not talking about Shane killing, wanting to kill Rick in the field, but where we see Shane at the barn and opening the barn door and not giving a damn about anything else. Do you think that Shane right there is what Rick is right now before Morgan got there?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're on the same page.
Yeah, but
you know what? With Rick, I think, He after everything that's happened in the last season, I think he realizes that he needs the numbers and he's losing them because people are like looking at it like a dictatorship. You know what I mean? So I think he's kind of sympathizing a little bit with them.
Okay.
And strategizing a little more. Well, I don't think he's going soft, but I think he's strategizing.
Well,
a little.
I mean, it's kind of weird though, because, and I'm saying for you to say that, because don't you think, because I'm listening to what you say and that makes sense, but then I'm wondering, but when Rick is telling Daryl, hey, you don't need to go out there anymore, we don't need to find no people, we need to train these people and this is how it needs to be, and Daryl's like, we need to go out and find people and to build numbers, so I don't know, I mean, I'm trying to figure out, do you see that or no?
I do, but I think with the people that they have in that little community that they're in, I think they all kind of trust each other. So going out and finding complete strangers, you have to figure out if you can trust them or not, especially with the whole thing with the wolves.
Right, right. Okay, I can see that. That makes sense. Okay, I got it. Got it, got it, got it. One, you said one good thing out of two. Go! Next!
The other one was, who the hell is Jesse?
Uh-oh, hold on. Jesus is interrupting you. What?
Yeah, I kind of want to add to what she's saying. I kind of agree with her.
Okay.
But I think it's more of a, he's willing to, like, let these little squabbles go as long as he wins the bigger fight.
Yeah, but I think that's the same thing. Yeah.
That's why she said he was saying he agrees with you, Kristen.
Exactly.
Quit getting defensive.
No, but he said but. Usually when you say but, it's because you agree, but you kind of don't.
Hey, Brancy. She doesn't like guys a lot, no, right? Some guys... Don't get angry, Kristen. He's on your side.
I'm not angry.
She's raging.
Do we have a child in the room? Relax. Okay, so you and Jesus agree, but you don't like his butt.
Listen.
I'm not saying his buttocks. I'm saying his butt.
No.
You don't like the wording.
Yeah. No. Even though Jesus has been working out and losing weight, you haven't even noticed.
Sent his buttocks.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
What else? Anything else, Kristen?
Yeah, who the hell is Jesse to tell Rick he can't talk to her son the way he did?
Oh, yes! I'm glad you brought up that kind of hot snitch. okay, you bring that up, and I told my wife, and I don't know about if y'all agree or not, but when Rick goes over there and tries to talk, and she's like, I'm going to fight Rick, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, Rick grins a little bit. Is Rick kind of like, all right, bitch, you want this, and I'll get it later on? Or is Rick... did not hear a word she said, and he's thinking, I got a chance still. I took it as, I still have a chance. My wife was like, she's pretty much telling him, I'm going to be fine, but you're not a part of this family. Now, y'all are girls. What do you think?
I'm kind of on your wife's side.
So you don't think Rick has a chance anymore? It's done with Jesse.
I think anything can happen, because I think there was already... a little thing there between them.
There was. And you know how you girls are. Once y'all get over the moment of mourning over the guy, he did shoot him in the face to defend her honor, and y'all are going to y'all think that's kind of hot.
Well, not only that, her husband was a douche.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you're saying that there is a chance.
I would choose Rick.
I know you would. But so you're saying Rick has a chance.
Yeah, but I don't think that's what she was saying when she said what she said.
So confusing. Brancy, you're a girl.
Yes, I am.
What were you thinking?
I do think Rick has a chance, but I'm agreeing with Kristen. I don't think that's what she was trying to say when she said what she said.
I see her. Girls, watch this. Jesus, you are a connoisseur of women. What?
What do you say? I agree with Mike.
Yes, thank you!
That's because you guys aren't girls.
I think she was more of a let me handle it the way I'm going to handle it. But there's a chance.
Exactly.
Listen, Jesus just doesn't want to get picked on by you anymore.
No, because if she really want, look, you know as well as I do, because y'all are girls. If you didn't want him in the house, you'd have said, "Get the fuck out of my house." You just shot my husband in the face. You grabbed my son. You're telling him what to do. We're not your property. You're doing exactly what my ex husband did. Get out. And she did it. She's like, "It's okay, Rick. I'm gonna learn. Don't worry. Come through the window later." That's what I heard.
I kind of agree with that.
Thank you.
Exactly. Of course you guys did.
It's because you guys are guys.
Well, it's the truth. Because you girls are we're very black and white. Like the episode, you girls are all...
No, it's because you hear what you want to hear. That's why.
No.
I don't think she was like saying, yeah, you still got a chance, like with the words she was saying. But I think more of what she did not do. Almost, because if I really had a problem with you, I would slap the shit out of you for talking to my kid like
so
that.
So that's,
you know
what
I
mean? So when Rick grinned, Rick is like, I want to get that vagina. Right?
Well, yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying is like, it's not necessarily what she said. It's what she didn't say and what she did not
do. It's the same thing. Why y'all got to be so technical?
It's,
it is.
No, but she didn't come out and flat out say, "Yeah, you got a chance. Yeah, I still want that." You know what I mean? She wasn't saying that.
Yeah, it's not like she gave him a look or anything, but the
Okay,
pure
just
fact that she
because,
didn't rage on him.
just because, but do you hear, do you see the bigger picture though? Y'all are saying the exact same thing I'm saying, but they didn't say what I'm saying. They just, it's what they not said. It's the same
Yeah.
thing. So it's the
Well,
same
okay, no,
thing.
you're saying that it's the way she said that,
Yeah,
you know,
the way
but
that
we're
she said
saying
it.
it's
It's the
what she
way,
didn't say.
which is the same thing as mine.
No, it's not. It's
Yeah.
the opposite.
Oh my God! And that is why, Jesus, they are single. That is why they're single.
Hey, Mike, who met Joseph Morgan last weekend?
Shut up. Maybe that's why you're sick, because all y'all were kissing each other. Okay, ooh, go next, Kristen.
What?
You were going with your stories.
That no, that was it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay, I do have one question though before I go. Is Abraham and Sasha? One, my wife wanted to make sure that it was said out in the open, she can't fucking stand Sasha, she wants her to die. Two, Abraham going out in the car, doing the zombie thing, coming back saying he still had brains in his ear, blah blah blah. Is Abraham losing it, or is it just a thing to show Sasha, this is how fucking crazy you sound, so get out of it, and I'm going to do it on purpose. What's going on? And notice Jesus got off mute, because he has a lot to say about this. Jesus, go!
I don't have a lot to say, but I definitely think that he's being more of a, this is the way you look.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it, you know? Because he comes out straight out and asks her, did you take this job because you want to die?
Right. So you think it's all a front?
Yeah, it's all a front for Abraham. I think Abraham's a really good, I can't say leader because Rick's the leader, but he's really good at reading people and getting them to do what they need to do.
Now, if you realize, Jesus, that was a lot you just said right there. So I was right. Brancy! Is he crazy for Cocoa Puffs? Or was it, what do you think?
Sorry, dealing with the kid.
Sucky babysitter of the year. Next!
I'm sorry.
Kristen!
Hey, hey.
What?
I am not ignoring the child to speak about The Walking Dead.
I think
I am
you,
the best babysitter ever.
I think you should. A true babysitter can do both.
Okay.
Go. What do you think? What was the question
who,
again?
Who,
I forgot.
Kristen.
I forgot the question. What was the question?
If you, Brancy.
Oh, me.
What are we talking about, kids? I'm a great babysitter.
Shut up, Mike. I'm trying to take care of a kid here.
I know. You're a great babysitter doing a podcast in the middle of the night on a Saturday night at 9, 10 o'clock at night, and the kid's still up with supernatural creatures and a barking dog in the background.
Look, you got to do what you got to do. Okay?
I hear that. That's what Sam and Dean would do. That's what Sam and Dean would do.
That's right.
All
right.
So what do you think? You think Abraham is joking and trying to – what do you think? Or you think he's serious? Is he losing it?
Uh-oh. I don't know. I feel like it's kind of like a mix of both. Like, I feel like he's not completely there right now because, you know, he went through some stuff last season.
That's true. And they did
but
show
he's,
him.
But he's
yeah.
got to check on Sasha, though.
And, sure and look at – and he. I think it really bothered him about getting, you know, the what's-his-face getting shot in the finale. I mean, he carried his body, got drunk. Maybe some old feelings came back.
That's right.
Kristen. Do you agree?
Honestly,
are you on brand? Hold on, hold on, Kristen.
So what?
Are you on a team girl or team boys?
Well, Brancy said it's a mix of both, so yeah. I don't know what team I'm on because I think he's losing it.
Nah.
And that's coming from someone who was not a fan of Sasha's last season. I couldn't stand her.
Right.
But I think she's kind of realizing that she was acting like a dumb bitch. So I think she's kind of coming back, and I think Abraham is taking her place.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. See, yeah, because while watching it, I couldn't. I told my wife, I was like, "Is he playing or is he being serious?" Because I feel he's playing. I think he's just doing it overboard for her to make a point. I think he's playing. But you know, you girls. Most of the time, y'all are wrong anyway, so.
Whatever.
It's okay. So, I guess we'll see what happens with Abraham and Sasha. Let me ask you a question. Next episode, do you think anybody's going to die? Who do you think the next person is going to be to die? There you go. That's a better question.
Like one of the main people?
Yeah, like anybody, main people from Alexandria and the group and all that stuff. People that we know right there. Not somebody like, who's that guy? No. What do you think?
Hopefully Father Gabriel.
Ooh, Father Gabriel. Okay. Brancy, can you talk?
I can talk, and that would be ideal.
So you agree, Father Gabriel, you want him dead.
Next. I'd be cool with that. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I don't know that that's going to happen, but that's what should happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Are y'all saying that because he's a man of the cloth and you're afraid what God will do to y'all?
No, because he's the Judas and he needs to chill.
Damn!
I think it wouldn't happen because that's the easiest choice.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's going to be him that dies first.
Okay, then y'all just totally screwed up my question. Because who do you think is going to die next?
No, we answered. That's who we want to die next.
Jesus, please help me here.
Well, I mean, it's like we did on Fear the Walking Dead. We all said that Chris was going to be the one to die, but look how that turned out.
Jesus, please help me here.
Eugene.
Okay.
Oh, Eugene. All right, Jesus, question. Who do you think is going to die next?
I don't think there's going to be anybody to die in the next couple of episodes. Well, nobody big.
Okay.
But I do think there's going to be a couple of injuries.
See how he said that, ladies? Injuries. Mm-hmm. Like he
like
read
he knows something.
Yeah, he read some shit. I know you did.
And spoiler whore.
Yeah.
I read the comics, but that's it.
Spoiler whore.
Do you see how he does it? But dude, do you realize what you're doing? You're making it obvious. You don't think you are, but you're like, I think there's going to be some injuries.
Talking like Professor Snape over there.
What is going on? Oh my God, Jesus. All right.
And I don't know if it's Daryl.
Yeah, I don't know if it's Daryl foreshadowing. Even the dog knows you. Oh, there it is.
Oh, somebody says.
I would want Daryl to die.
See, you can't say that about Daryl. Daryl's a big part. He's a big part of the show. Stop it.
Wait, what did he say? Did he just say he wants him to die?
Yeah, he was like, I would want Daryl to die.
He says, we're no longer friends.
Don't say that because that'll crush him.
You're disowned. That's it. I'm done.
Ooh, disowned.
Wow. This long distance relationship is over!
Wait, hold on. You want to hear something cool? Since me and Brancy were holed up in the hotel room in Atlanta.
Right.
And weren't able to watch the episode, we were actually looking out the window at Grady Memorial Hospital where Beth died.
That's right.
Really?
Yes.
Did y'all get a picture of that?
I tried to.
See? Y'all almost did better than Jesus because we're still waiting for the Fear of the Walking Dead pictures.
Really, though.
Right? He's just going to take a picture of a school and be like, yeah, that's where the school was because I was living in L.A. and I live in L.A.
Because I know
the
things.
The school is Wilson.
You know what? Shut up because the pictures, we haven't even got them. We haven't even got them.
Pixar didn't happen.
You know what? Dude, just get a piece of paper and sketch the shit out. I'll take a sketch. All right. Are we done?
Yes.
So this review is over with. The premiere episode, season 6. Scale of 1 to 10. The premiere episode. I'm going to go with Brancy first.
I'm going to give it an 8.
Oh, I would punch you in your vagina. Really, an 8?
Yeah, it's just because I wasn't like a fan of the black and white. It like broke me. Like it like broke it up too much for me. I didn't like that.
Wow. Kristen.
And I was pissed because I didn't get to watch it in the hotel.
Oh, wow. That's the episode's fault.
No, we were screaming as soon as, like, we were like, what? Who doesn't have AMC?
Well, maybe.
In a hotel?
We rushed out of Hooters to go watch it.
Do me
we
a sure favor. Did. Next time, tell Amy McCracken of the VRO to put a little bit more money in y'all's hotel and get AMC. Bam!
No, but they were playing it in the bar.
You should have stayed at the bar.
No,
yeah.
Until like half an hour into the episode. Yeah. We were not going to do that.
You should have stayed there and, yeah. You should have said, can we put the screen on and just turn it up and bam. Kristen, scale of 1 to 10.
I'm going to give it a 9 because I didn't like the flashback thing.
The flashbacks or the flashbacks in black and white?
The black and white.
Wow. That hurt you that bad. Were you
Give it a 9.
Were you wearing your glasses? Maybe that might have had something to do with the black and white not liking it.
Listen.
Okay.
I'm not colorblind.
You know what? You wouldn't know. Jesus, I'm curious to know. Come on, big boy.
I'm giving it a 7.
What the hell?
Whoa.
I think
Jesus, I was lowballing.
I think Jesus just does that so to get everybody riled up and everything else. He's like one of those girls from the Bad Girls Club. He just wants to cause trouble.
No,
he's the one that's like beating the pans.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I really wasn't a fan of this premiere.
Holy.
It didn't feel like a premiere episode to me.
Oh my. It did not?
It definitely felt like a premiere to me.
Just because it was long, it doesn't mean it felt like a premiere.
Well, if they had switched the order, it wouldn't, like, it still would have felt like it was a premiere to me.
I agree. I give the episode a 10. I love the episode. The episode started off action. Your mouth dropped open when the horn, you were like, the horn, who's honking the horn? And then the drone or the helicopter view of all the zombies, and then the sign, Alexandria, you know, it's about to be the barn all seen all over again. It was just awesome. And then, you know, but we didn't have a lot of killing, but the Cardo got killed, which I'm glad he died. Rick and Morgan, man, what's wrong with y'all? That's 7. The hell?
Wait, at least I said a 9.
I know, but Jesus just, I don't know what's wrong with him. Ever since
he's going for shock value.
Yeah, ever since the fear
he's
of the walking dead.
He's sick. It's the sickness.
Oh, that's right. It's the rash. Dude, please do me a favor. By tomorrow, get some ointment so we can recap Monday. And that little rash down there with the bumps will go away.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
It's okay. Hey, Sue sent me a picture. What? We just get a little ointment on it.
Sent you a picture.
He sent me a picture. He's like, is this normal? And I was like, no. Go to Walgreens. Fast. So yeah, all right, people, that's it for our review of the premiere episode. The new episode airs tomorrow night, Sunday night on AMC. Once that airs and we all watch it together, we are going to review it on Monday.
Yes.
No matter who can't be there, people, fans, I know some of y'all are probably like, y'all are so stupid and late. Yes, we were, but it's not gonna happen again.
No.
So no matter what, whoever could be on, you know, maybe Brancy and Jesus, maybe we should let Kristen do it all by herself Monday night.
Maybe what? We should.
Maybe we should.
How are you all just going to quit on me after saying we're all going to watch it together?
Because I thought about it, and then I think it would be a lot cooler if you did it by yourself.
What a bunch
That'd
of quitters.
That'd be awesome.
All right. So people, here's how you can find everybody. Kristen, you have a blog, and I know you're all over the internet. Whoa. Have you checked the children?
The child is right in front of me. Okay, so.
And where's and who's the dog barking at? That's weird, right?
Who's it growling at?
The window, and I'm scared.
I'm telling you. This is so scary.
Oh my God, he ran into another room. Help me.
Tough shit. Kristen, how can people find you on the internet?
According to Kristen.com and on Twitter and Tumblr at Kristen0409.
Cool. Brancy, maybe a boy's coming to see you like in the movies and then there's a killer outside.
That's creepy, Mike. Stop. I don't want to be the first 5 minutes of Supernatural.
You should watch Scream.
Oh my God.
I have watched Scream about 1,000 times.
Maybe. What's your favorite scary movie?
We're not having this discussion right now.
All right, Brancy, how can people find you online before you get killed? Go.
VRO Brancy. I'm dead.
That was so not good. You got it. That was bad.
I was going for the Scream Queens where she like dies.
No,
she's tweeting.
That was bad. That was you're like,
it's because it's late and I'm scared.
You were going like that when you said that. That was more like The Wizard of Oz. I'm melting. That's what you. That was not horror.
It's because I'm scared.
Watch,
it's late.
Watch Jesus. Jesus, someone's stabbing you. Go.
Oh my God! He's dead.
No,
he's dead. He got stabbed in the throat. Boom! Jesus Academy Award. Jesus, how can people find you online?
My blog, dysfunctional.com, Instagram, Twitter at dysfunctional, Facebook dysfunctional LA.
Jesus Christ! Are you? What are you doing? Are you smoking weed? Is that why you're? Doesn't it sound like you're smoking weed? Look at who's coughing. He's smoking weed.
Not me.
All right, Jesus. Sure. Do your medicine for that rash. For me, you can check out my blog, iwatchmike.com. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram at Mike the Movie Guy. Like me on Facebook at iwatchmike. And of course, make sure you check out some of the other shows that I review and other podcasts that I have. Audioboom.com/channel/iwatchmike. Big shout out to the VRO.com. Of course, you can check out their channel too. And that's audioboom.com/channel/variety radio online. They post our shows on there, plus other shows. And the girls, Brancy, Kristen, and Jesus, we all do different shows on my channel and that channel as well. So make sure you check that out. And I think that's it, right, ladies and gentlemen?
Yes.
Brancy, you still alive? Are you? Okay, you still alive. Good, good.
I am alive. I'm alive.
So as soon as we hang up, Brancy, you are on your own with a small child, and it sounds like a wimpy little dog that weighs about 35 pounds. So you're pretty
I would go with 15 pounds.
Oh, you're
this dog is small.
You're so screwed. So screwed.
So when you hear me not posting about The Walking Dead tomorrow, you know what happened.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of cool right there, you know, because we'll be like the last people you talk to. And then
that's creepy.
And then people want to interview us, and we'll be on TMZ, and then ooh, look at the dog's ball. Where's he growling at?
The window again. I'm scared.
See, right now, people are still listening to this podcast because everybody wants to know what is your go to the window.
I don't want to go to the window.
Hold
That's
on.
How people die.
Hold on. Where is the child?
Right in front of me. What do you mean?
Okay. No. Is the child with you?
Yes.
Is the child?
What do you mean?
Is the child looking at the window too, or the child is like has
the
no?
The child clue? Is asleep.
Oh, so you have, is the child, are you on the couch? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm on the couch and the kid's asleep.
And on the couch with you. And the dog is going to the window like you're in the living room, or is it going into another room to the window?
I am in the living room and right now he's sleeping, but he keeps randomly getting up and like looking at the window.
Now, is this the window to the front yard, backyard, side of the
house? Front yard.
So maybe you should get up and go turn the light on and look.
Maybe I should not, because I would not like to die tonight.
But that would be so awesome, because like right out The Walking Dead.
It would be so awesome that I just died.
Well, that because our show would be like, we would have the number one podcast. You would die. Go to the window if you die.
He's at the window again. Oh my God, I can't.
But you know what? It could be a possum. It could be a cat.
That's it. Brancy's never going to babysit ever again.
I know. Right?
Never.
Have you checked the dog? go to the window.
I'm scared.
Okay, what are you going to do?
JoJo, what do you see?
You're going to go to the window by yourself? You might as well do it with us on the phone.
Oh, my God. I'm scared. I see my car.
Oh, my God. Is it that crappy looking? Seriously, is that it?
No, there's nothing out here. I don't know what he's barking at.
Well, dogs have senses. They can tell evil.
Well, evil needs to leave me alone.
Oh, man. How long are you there at the house?
A few more hours.
Oh, you're dead.
What?
Yeah, you're screwed.
Yeah, I'm dead.
You better put on some Teletubbies or some VeggieTales.
Teletubbies.
You better put something on and turn on all the lights and don't have any sharp objects around the baby. Maybe get a broomstick so you can use it like Morgan.
Okay.
So that is it, people. Next Monday night, we will be here. If Brancy's not with us, that means she is dead. And
we'll miss you, Brancy.
Yeah, we will. And
thank you.
You're cool. Can you send me all your movie memorabilia?
Wait, make sure to send me my photo ops first.
Yeah. Can you write on a napkin, like, if I die, please send to Kristen the following items. Mike, the following items. Jesus, my panties.
Ew. That's gross, Mike.
No, I'm just saying, because sometimes he likes to dress up in ladies' underwear.
That's gross.
All right, we're done, people.
I was going to send you my Joseph Morgan autograph, but now I won't.
I hate your guts. You know that. I hate everybody. We'll be back Monday night. More of The Walking Dead, and we'll see if Brancy survives. Oh, she die. Go check the front door.
No.